It's been labeled the plague of the 20th century, and since there is still no cure, the HIV epidemic crossed the millennial border, turning into the modern-day plague. Listen to the inspiring stories of those battling the disease and the sad tales of celebrities who succumbed to AIDS. Find out about the ways the virus is spreading and how people with HIV are still being stigmatized by society. Learn more from our special series HIV/AIDS in Pursuit of a Cure. Emtricitabine, ritonavir, darunavir. It sounds like magic spell from a Harry Potter book, but it's in fact a life-saving formula. It's one of several triple drug combinations currently prescribed by doctors to treat patients with HIV. Thanks to this AIDS cocktail, life expectancy of HIV patients has risen dramatically. In the early 1980s, when the deadly virus caught the Western world by surprise, most HIV patients quickly developed AIDS and died within months. But in the new millennium, things changed. Here's what John Frater, a professor at the University of Oxford, said at the recent Royal Society of Tropical Medicine and Hygiene event broadcast on YouTube.
We're telling our patients who are newly diagnosed and going on to therapy at the right sort of time that unless they have any other major comorbidities, that their life expectancy should be the same as if they were HIV negative.
But that doesn't mean that the virus has been defeated. It remains in the human body and usually comes out of hibernation if the therapy is stopped. Nevertheless, scientists have observed at least two instances where HIV was eliminated, the so-called Berlin patient cases. One person who remains anonymous and a man named Timothy Ray Brown were cured by doctors in Germany in 1998 and then a decade later in 2008. Timothy Ray Brown, who had leukemia and HIV, received a stem cell transplant from a donor who was naturally HIV resistant, and that killed both his cancer and the deadly virus. But according to John Frater, attempts to replicate the method failed, and six other patients with conditions and treatment similar to the famous Berlin patient died.
This is not a straightforward thing. This is an example out there on the periphery. You know, you can cure HIV if you take every possible risk you can imagine. You know, it proves principle to the virology crowd, you know, that you can cure it if you get all the conditions right. But you are so far out there in terms of the spectrum of what you can do that, you know, this is not something we can take forward.
With more than $20 billion spent worldwide on HIV response annually, doctors, researchers, governments, and international organizations are hoping to put an end to the epidemic. And as there have been no major breakthroughs in recent years other than the Berlin patient case, the search for a cure continues, giving hope to millions of HIV patients who are waiting for the day when their disease will finally be gone.